Report: singer who sang national anthem in Spanish says she's receiving death threats. By Dylan Gwynn on June 19, 2025. Vanessa Hernandez, a singer and social media influencer who goes by the stage name Neza, claims she's received death threats since singing the national anthem in Spanish at a Dodgers game last weekend. Neza shocked the 51,000-plus in attendance last Saturday by eschewing the Stars and Stripes and singing El Pendón Estrellado, the official Spanish-language version of the U.S. national anthem. In a TikTok video posted by the singer, a Dodgers employee can be heard telling her, "We are going to do the song in English today. So I'm not sure if that wasn't relayed," in a conversation that occurred before the performance. Then, the video shows Neza singing El Pendón Estrellado, with a caption that reads, "So I did it anyway." In an interview with TMZ Sports, Neza says that she has received death threats from people who called her actions disrespectful. According to TMZ Sports, while death threats might seem scary, Neza's taking them in stride, telling us that's just fame in the internet age, people are always upset. The California native says people are calling her actions disrespectful, even though she calls herself a proud American. Adding her dreams came true in LA, she's got another message for haters, too: dissent ain't the same as disloyalty. The singer and streamer also told TMZ that any rumors that she staged the incident for clicks were false. The part-time Twitch streamer shuts down any rumor accusing her of staging the viral video, revealing the only reason they ended up with the footage of the Dodgers rep denying her was because her boyfriend was recording the sound check, which Neza says she had to do again, in English, while the Dodgers rep looked on. Protests against ICE at sporting events have become increasingly regular. On Wednesday night, a star Brody King wore a shirt that read, "Abolish ICE before a match in Mexico." Neza claims the Dodgers told her she is never allowed in that stadium ever again. Yet, this conflicts with an on-record statement from a team spokesman who told the LA Times that they had placed no restrictions or bans on her.